In the hallways of Milwaukee's James Madison High School, you can hear yourself think. And to Gregory Ogunbowale, that sounds like progress. When he became the school's principal 4 years ago, fights broke out regularly in chaotic halls full of students who should have been in class.
We have about 500 students in our cafeteria every morning when they come to school. We're playing our soft music, I'm moving and dancing to it, they're making fun of me, and those kids are not gonna fight. When I first got here, before 9 o'clock, we're talking about 6-7 fights.
Junior Aaliyah Locke says the peace and quiet is the biggest change she's noticed since James Madison became a community school last year.
We still have our little moments where we have fights, but from freshman year, where we had fights almost every day, every week, it's tremendously changed.
She thinks everything started to change when teachers and administrators turned to students for solutions.
Asked us, like, hey, what goes on? One of the students that did get in the fight, they actually sit down and talk to, like, leadership, VFC. VFC is like a violence-free zone, so we go there and talk to their problems, too.
Talking or communicating more is a big part of what it means to be a community school in Milwaukee. It starts with a meeting that brings students, teachers, parents, staff, and outside partners together to answer questions about what they want to see their school become, what obstacles exist, and how they think the obstacles can be overcome. As the community school coordinator, it's Samantha Garrett's job to find themes in their responses and tease out priorities all those stakeholders can agree on. The three priorities at James Madison now:
communication, programs and partnerships, climate and culture.
Next, she makes sure all of the school's groups, committees, and partners understand the community's goals for the school and are working toward them together.
Conversations happen over here and then conversations happen over there, but then there wasn't anybody to connect the two, but then they were talking about the same types of things, right? So then my job would be to like listen in both of those meetings and say, let's work together to do that.
The campus has after-school tutoring services, a parent resource center, academic programs focused on finance and health career pathways. Some of those resources have been on campus for years, but with everyone communicating, Locke knows about a lot more programs than she did when she came to James Madison as a freshman.
We have more opportunities where we can do stuff to help us with college. There's also other after-school programs. If you want to swim, you can swim. If you want to come and study, you can study here.
Should I do both questions or should I do either one?
Either one.
Staff are more plugged in, too. As counselor Ellen Makowski helps students with college applications, she says she knows more about what's going on outside her department.
I think before, people were doing a lot of really good things in isolation. And I think now we're finding out more about what other people are doing and how we can support that. You know, like a lot of